Hi, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on BBSRadio.com. We're on Station 1 tonight, and it's Monday, September the 16th, 2013. And this is Carrie, and I'm filling in for Liz, who will be back next week. So we're kind of continuing on the Monday Healing Highway theme and combining it with this month's intensive, because Ron has a free clearing, well, not normally free. He's giving away the robotic mechanical body program clearing this month, September, with for everybody that signs up for the intensives. And one Sunday has occurred already, and then we've got two more coming up on the 22nd and the 29th. So this is a $100 clearing that Ron is giving away free, so well worth doing the intensive this month if you haven't signed up already. So we're going to spend a good chunk of today's show going over that clearing. So if you have any issues that you think might be related to robotic programs in your body, then we would love to hear from you, either calling in or on the fast chat or over at clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you do want to call in, try to just stick to that topic if you would. So I'll give those numbers out now. They're listed under the Station 1 play button. And if you're in the U.S. or Canada, there's the toll-free number 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, or you can go down to line 4, area code 530-413-5011. If you have a body part that you would like Ron to do a sample robotic program removal on, you can type that into the fast chat, and so we'll see what happens. So Ron, do you want to come on and activate the light being for everybody, and then we'll get over onto the clearing.
Here we go, everybody. So let's do that here. Oh boy, here we go. So one, bring up the light being. Two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, there we go, everybody. Hopefully you're feeling wonderful. We'll see what we can do today to have some fun. I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Thank you. So the robotic mechanical body program clearing is the full name of the online clearing that Ron's giving away this month, and that is also available whenever you want at Ron's website, creationlightship.com. If you haven't done it, it's a really comprehensive clearing. So I'll just start describing the page here. We'll see what people are interested in having samples on, Ron. So once you type your name in, there's a drop-down box right at the top of the page under your name for different dimensions, which then that doesn't exist on a lot of the clearings. So it starts with the third dimension and goes through fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth, and it says eighth dimension and higher is the final one. So I don't know. When I did this clearing a long time ago, Ron, I just did third dimension, since that's where we are here. We've got the option of doing all those others. So then you put your concern in. There's a custom request box right at the top, and you put your concern in. And then you go down a little bit, and step one is select a body area. And there are already 21 plus option 22 is other. So there's all these different body parts that you can start pulling these programs off, or if there's something not listed, you can put that in the other, and there's a little box for that. So let's see. Let me quickly look on the fast chat here and see if we have any body part requests. Otherwise, I will just choose one. Okay, phone audio not working. That should be working now. I know BBS was getting that set up as the show was beginning, so hopefully that will be okay for those of you trying to listen by phone. Okay, so I don't see any requests, Ron, so let me see. Let's do hands. You want to do a sample on hands and talk about how this would affect us?
Yeah, let's first do left hand, and you can see if you have any connections there. So this is quite interesting for a lot of people. They don't know what to think when their hand feels different. So here we go. Remember, don't know, you don't know. Here we go. So one, two, three, boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Want to shake your hand. You might feel the energies changing here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Oh boy, okay, there we go. So, back to you, Carrie. We'll see what kind of comments we have here. Everybody shake your hand, maybe move it back and forth. May have more possibly, you know, more movement to it. Might feel moister. Might even feel softer. So, what you come up with here. Back to you, Carrie. We'll...
Okay. Yeah, I felt that. That's a bit alarming because I've done this clearing. So I'm left-handed. So I'm wondering if it's got to do with writing. I didn't think about that when I suggested hands, but obviously we hold pens and all kinds of things with our hands, so we probably have a lot of programs associated with that kind of stuff in our hands.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting. Okay. Janice is requesting a sample for her right foot.
Okay. Well, here we go. Right foot, everybody. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Up, there you go, everybody. See how you're feeling. I get up, walk around. This is something that for the new people listening, you might wonder what happened to you. So, joke.
Okay, so along those lines, Ron, I was just thinking, we're talking as though everybody knows what we're talking about. We should probably back up a little bit, and maybe you can describe what a robotic or a mechanical body program is and why we have them.
We have them because the aliens want to give us robotic parts, so that's the first thing. Very possibly, maybe they have the real part of you in a clone factory, and they're working with you. I'm going to throw up or something, but that's one possibility. You might be out on the astral plane, and you lose something, so somehow they oblige you and act a new body part on you. There's all different ways, and, you know, we can look at this here. But the main thing is done to you. So I don't have any real late words of wisdom here of how not to have it happen, because it happens to everybody. that's kind of the problem that we're dealing with here is dealing with robotic parts. Sometimes you could have a part on you that's not compatible. Maybe it may look right one day and not right the next because it got replaced. And maybe it doesn't work quite as well. Old maybe hand or fingers or something. Anyway, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Harry.
Okay. Excuse me, I'm chewing. Okay, so I'm just going to describe the page a little more because there's so much stuff on here. Also in step one, there are clearings that it's hearing the communication with your spirit is cleared, so programs that I guess would be preventing that. You can clear repetitive speech, repetitive motions and actions, repetitive thoughts, your immune system, and then also backup programs. That's all in step one, where you choose the body part. So step two is, and we'll come back and maybe, Ron, you'll do some samples of these, but I'm just going to whip through it because of what you just said. There's something in here about that. So step two is body energy shrink wrap, which we can do ourselves. Also, Ron's always suggesting that we make sure we're shrink-wrapped when we go out and about in the world. Step three is entity removal from that body part that you've selected. Step four is body part retrieval. So, Ron, you were just talking about that they could have our real original body part and have put these programs and mechanical parts in their place. So this clearing will go out and find your original body part and bring it back to you. And then when it brings it back, step five is body part integration. And then step six, spirit retrieval. So the piece of your spirit that was in that location, the light ship will go out and look for. And then step seven, spirit integration. So, okay. Ron, did you just ask a question? I'm just blanking out on what you just said. I think you did.
We'll just see if anybody feels different with their hand or anything. So just see what they come up with here, because it gets to be very interesting as you feel things changing with you and inside of you.
Yeah, sure.
You may have a problem with your tongue. Maybe your tongue isn't real. Should we try people's tongues, Carrie?
Sure. Let's try tongues.
Okay, everybody. So stick your tongue out. Look at it in the mirror. And you may want to smile when you do that or something, you know. Here we go. Going to work on that. So one. Oh, dear. Two. Three. Oh, boy. Four. Five. Six. Seven. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Bye.
All right. I would think that would be a pretty heavy one, too, because of talking. We've probably got them in our voice box, and I'm actually feeling what you just did in my throat, not my tongue.
Okay.
Which is interesting. So I guess it's all to do with speech, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, somebody, let's see, who was it? Manny was asking for a sample for the throat. Could you do that, Ron?
Sure, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Doke. Oh,
okay.
Let's see how Manny's feeling.
All right, maybe you can type that in. Into the false chat, Manny. I'm going to go back to Janice's right foot, Ron, because there's an email over at CLS Questions from Janice from before the show asking about her right foot. So you just did the mechanical clearing for all of us on her right foot, but she's just got one question about it. She says she feels like she's got something going on and she's feeling like there's a ball and chain around it. Maybe it's something on another timeline because she can't figure out any reason on this one why she would have a problem, and just wanted if you could take a quick peek at that.
Well, let's take that energy off a timeline. So here we go. I'll do a timeline crash. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10.
Ugh. Oh, dear. So it sounds like Janice needs to do some timeline crashing on that, Ron, if you're feeling yucky from it.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Anything else or not?
No, that's about what it kind of
okay.
That would suggest. Boy.
Okay. All right. So getting some questions about the codes for the robotic clearing. So Ron hasn't given those out yet. The webmaster's just getting some codes that would be good for this clearing to accompany the intensive for those of you who are on the intensive. And Ron, did you say it was going to run for a month or how? I know you mentioned before, and I'm afraid I've forgotten what you said.
I think it'll run till the first week or so of next month. So,
okay, all right. So those codes will be coming up real soon, and Ron will get those to you. So okay, let me pull up the fast chat again and see if we have any comments. All right, just refreshing that. Okay, so Janice said she was yawning a lot when you did that. Manny says, feeling better, had a sore throat. So that is good. And SD for the left hand says, yes, the left hand seems less stiff. So that's good. Janice also felt energy coming off her hand when you did the left hand sample. So sounds like we all need this. And I did that clearing a long time ago, and I'm feeling a bunch of stuff too. So I guess it's one that it might actually be worth getting the unlimited on this clearing, it sounds like, because we probably get programs put back on us periodically. So let me pull the page back up. So, Ron, let's see. We've got all these little subcategories, like the hearing and the repetitive speech and repetitive motions, that kind of thing. And I think we all have this. We all have speech programs in us how are you, I'm fine thing that everybody does all over the place when we go into the market, supermarket, or into a store, or even with people that you know. We all seem to say these same kinds of things. Do you want to do a sample on that, or do you think that would be too heavy because we all have it?
Let's do the other hand, I guess.
Oh, okay. So right hand.
Right hand, yeah. the correct hand, the right one. Here we go. Correct hand here. So one, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, so heavy, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. Let's see how your hand is doing now, everybody. Oh, it might be quite interesting. So as you move it around, you might feel great relief. See what how you're doing with it. So back to you,
okay,
Terry.
It sounds like we all need a lot of this, Ron, because you're finding it heavy going, and I know a lot of listeners do a lot of clearing, so this must be one that everybody or a lot of us listening need. I didn't feel so much in my right hand just then. I felt a little bit, but I felt a lot more in the left hand when you did that. So okay, if you're not on the intensives, you can still get this clearing through Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and the timer on each step for this is set at 1 hour, but you can change that, and it seems to me from the comments we're getting and the samples and how you're feeling that probably we'd all be better running these for a little bit longer and changing that and running stuff for more than just an hour. Okay, so let me see. Body shrink wrap was step two, and I think probably everybody knows what that is. So maybe you can just describe that, Ron, because that is something that we can do day-to-day on our own. Do you want to just describe why we need to do that and how to do it?
Yeah, it helps to keep your energy with you. Otherwise, you might getting energy is attached to you, or if you're not having that protection up, your energy of your body may be out there moving around to sample things. Remember, a lot of psychics run their energies outside of their body to see what it's like. And that may not be good. But it's shrink wrapping. In fact, we'll do a shrink wrap for everybody. What I'm going to do is half of you. Oh. Be interesting. So you have a choice, whether you want the top half or the bottom half, or you want to cut down the middle from left to right. And we could even do front part, front and back. So this is your choice of which one you want to do. So think it over. Start it right now. So you have to decide which way you want it to go. So you have three choices, front and back, down the middle, left side, right side, or a top half or bottom half. So you're all wondering what that's going to be like. So here we go. Release the energies here and to do a shrink wrap on that half of you. One, two, three, oh dear, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, let's get some comments here before we do something else here, Carrie. We'll see who brave enough to get on the fast chat and to say, yeah, wow, you know, what a difference that made.
Yep, or if you want to call in and tell us, that would be good too. So this is we're covering the for anyone that's just joining the show, the robotic mechanical body part or body program clearing that Ron is giving away this month, September 2013, to all of us who are on the intensives on Sundays. And the codes will be coming soon. So they weren't given out this past Sunday, but they'll be coming soon. So if you'd like to call in and you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can dial 888-627-6008 or area code 530-413-5011. So 530-513-5011. Okay. Excuse me. So let's see. I'm refreshing the fast chat to see if we have any. Okay, just people saying that they were Manny was gonna request the top half of the body to be shrink wrapped. I did the left side, and I'm trying to see if I can feel a difference. I'm not feeling a big difference on that myself. Maybe I was already shrink wrapped. I don't know. So okay, I'm not seeing any other comments right now, Ron.
Okay.
Janice is making a comment that she's been seeing new signs everywhere about new surgery, about robotics. There are articles all over the place, and there's a TV show, I can't remember the name of it, that I saw advertised recently about turning humans into robots. And the Smithsonian, I think it's a cover article of the Smithsonian magazine this month, is about all the robotic stuff that they're integrating into humans. So it's a big topic right now. Okay. Yeah. Yep. So, okay, we have a request for a clearing for someone with a stomach ache.
All right. So, let's first try the alien critters here. There's one in there. So, stomach ache. Okay. So here we go. So stomach ache for everybody. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and let's just go and look. Sus alien critter, just see if that is done. Maybe there's something that maybe you ate doesn't agree with you. So that's another possibility. So let's release this here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. All right, and another one here. Let's do one for maybe, I don't know, something internal, you know, whatever it could be, maybe went on with you that you don't know anything about. So here we go. This will be something else. It'll be some kind of body situation. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, we got it, I think. It's coming out. It must be something there. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, great. Thank you. So hopefully you feel better, stomachache person. I'm just going to pop this. Oh, no, that came in on Friday. I won't read that one out just now. Okay. Oh, okay. We have a testimonial about the shrink wrap. I did the top half, bottom half, and I must say I did feel like my upper torso was dense and contracted, but my lower half felt expansive. So that's somebody who felt something with that one. So that's good, Ron.
Okay, let's do something with just life forms that could be attaching to us too. So here we go. Life forms that are controlling your body. Remember, we talked about robotic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something out there, Yondo, that is connecting to you as an implant or a program. So let's release that. So one, two, three, earlier, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so let's get rid of a shapeshifter that's using your body on robotics. So cell one, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, it's getting kind of a weird feeling here, but back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so you were taking, did you say you were taking out a shapeshifter that uses the robotic program?
Yes.
That's the
program is used. Program is being used because it is using you. All this stuff with, so.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So, if you're interested in getting shapeshifters out of you, there is a section on the alien attack page that you can do that. And if you're not sure if you've got them, well, you probably do, but you can try that clearing just for $10 for 1 week, and there's masses of stuff in there, but we could go in and try that and maybe use that in conjunction with this clearing that Ron's giving away this month. Since it sounds like it was heavy, Ron, when you did that for you, so that means that we probably most of us, if not all of us, have that going on. So might be worth getting the alien attack page.
Yeah.
To work with it in conjunction. If we've got shapeshifters using these programs, it would be good to get those out.
I would say so, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
By all means. So let's,
okay,
let's do another screen here.
All right.
Kind of see what would be good here. Let's do one for, boy.
Well, step three is entity removal for whatever part. So maybe if you want to do our hands, our right or our left hand, an entity removal in conjunction with the robotic part.
Sure, here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm a little lost in this here. There's so much energy going around.
I know. Okay, you know why? Do you want to just bring in some peace energy, Ron, and recharge? I mean, the light being is charged, but bring some more energy into that, and perhaps we can do a be here now for everybody.
I would imagine everybody's probably going, Jesus Christ, you know, what's happening, you know? And am I really hearing this? Am I really feeling this here? And I'm looking at my arms and my hands at least now are real. And what about my arms? Are they not real, or are they some other creation of an alien dung pile experiment? So, and we got shows on the dung pile. So here we go. 1, 2. This is for spirit infusion to bring more of you back home here. Oh, maybe your spirit might say, you know, I don't want to come in. I want to get out of here.
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't joke on that one, should I? So here we go. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I guess that might work pretty well. Let's see what we come up with here. Back to you, Carrie. Do we have any comments there? How about a caller? Anybody out there?
Anybody out there?
Yeah. I think everybody left the show, huh?
Well, we have some people typing. We have a few emails coming in. We definitely have listeners. They're just not callers tonight. But if you'd like to, 888-627-6008 or area code 530-413-5011. Those numbers are listed on bbsradio.com/creationlightship under play button. Station 1. Marcy is reminding us all of the show The Bionic Man from the 70s.
Oh, that's good, Marcy.
Yeah, so we had that in England, too. So that's a good example of the mechanical stuff.
The Terminator, when that movie came out, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Smart.
And then Israel is asking if anyone is watching Fringe. And I know you've been watching that, Ron. I can't remember if there's mechanical people on that. Do you remember?
I don't remember. I didn't watch all of them. I just don't remember. Maybe somebody can mention that if they've seen it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I know there are the characters called the Watchers with the bald heads and the white, kind of white skin. I'm not sure if they act like robots, actually, those guys, but I don't know what they're supposed to be. I don't remember. But anyway, okay, let me pull the page back up, see what we can do next. Well, you just did a body. Wait a minute. You just did spirit integration. So I don't know if this is too big of a project for samples on the show, Ron, but do you want to do the body part retrieval and body part integration on one of our hands?
Sure. So, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. to just see how that's working for people.
Okay. All right. Just refreshing the fast chat, see if we have any more comments. Blah, blah, blah. So Marcy's kind of wondering if what is the crossover between real robots and then, I guess, robotic energies in our bodies?
I'm thinking here.
A lot of this is programs.
We're looking at programs as you're being connected to alien energies. And are you being downloaded with the program? I mentioned that before, you know, you answer your telephone, what do you say? So that would be a program, and that could be a robotic program. But you can also have, you know, robotic parts in your body. And, alien parts that are controlled by robotic program. That's what I need to tell people. So, you know, you could think, well, gee, you know, I went to the hospital and I had a hernia and they put some mesh in me. And is that the same thing? Well, it could be controlled that way, yes. You don't know what happens, how things are being used in you. It would be an alien part. Actually, I'll do a clearing for people to help you out. If you happen to have had an operation like that, then I'll do a clearing to release the pain that you may have associated with that, and it may bother you a little bit. That may not, but we'll see. So here we go. One, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to make that mesh compatible with your body. Work right now live, so we'll not work on the archives. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, I guess back to you, Carrie.
All righty. Thank you. So the gal with the stomach ache, Ron, has emailed and said her stomach is feeling better. Thank you. So that's good. Let's see. Okay. There's an email here, and I just want to let you know you've written the question just all in the subject bar, and so I'm not able to read it. So if you could send that back and put your question in the body of the email, because the format of this page chops it off. Okay. Now we have a question. I'm just going to read a few questions, Ron, that have come in that are not really to do with the robotic clearing while we're waiting for some more about that. This gal's writing and says, there are a lot of wispy, whitish things flying around that come up to my eyes and all over the place. Any idea what they are or how to clear them? Wispy, whitish things flying around.
I would think they could probably be orbs.
Okay. So there is a whole life orb clearing. You want to do a sample of that in case that's what it is, Ron?
Sure.
See if she can feel a difference?
Yep, so an orb clearing, if they're attaching to you.
Around
one,
the eyes.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Nope, so I'll just see how that's doing for you.
Okay. I've got someone commenting that there are a lot of Disney kids movies about robots lately. But there is one called Robots, I think. There are a lot of TV ads also at the moment with robots included, or part people, part robot. It's a really it's a topic that's out there in the media a great deal.
So, yeah, it looks like we're
something's happening.
That's the only way you could say it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're connected to that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and the codes for the new Earth Transport Clearing have been typed into the fast chat as a reminder to us all. When we do an online clearing, we need to get onto that new Earth Transport page and type in the name of the clearing. It just takes 1 minute to run that, so that everything that got retrieved and fixed in the online clearing will be transferred over to the temporary new Earth as a safe holding space. Samples that Ron does on the show automatically go over there, and anything that you do with Ron in a private session or on one of the conference calls during the week or during the intensives automatically get transferred over. That's still correct, right, Ron?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, great. All right. So let's see. I'm not seeing any more questions at the moment. Let me just refresh the fast chat real quick. So, oh, yeah, Marcy's pointing out that there are those cell phones that are actually called Androids.
Yep.
Which is kind of interesting. And Iron Man is mentioning R2-D2 and C-3PO. From the Star Trek movies, those are little robots. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in popular culture that is to do with this robot theme. Okay, let's see the. Okay, so the clearing that came in before, I mean the request that came in before that I couldn't read. Somebody's asking for a clearing for their right thigh area. They have a circulation problem. Circulation is poor. So they're asking for a sample on that. And of course, it is just a sample, as all of these are, that Ron does on the radio shows for us. And there are always other clearings, much more expensive clearings available at creationlightship.com. So for somebody with circulation problems, there is the circulatory clearing that covers blood and lymph, both those systems in our bodies, and that clearing is also part of the body jump start. So for just, I think, probably $50 more than the single clearings that are in there, you get 5 clearings, and it is a very, very extensive bundle, the body jump start. So, Ron, do you want to do a circulatory sample for this gal's thigh?
Yeah, we'll do. Okay, here we go. So, 1... Energy there, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Pull some energy away now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, seven, eight, nine, and 10. That almost feels like some objects are stuck there or something. Oh, boy.
Alien attack page, maybe?
That's what I would probably say, unfortunately.
Implant,
yeah.
maybe?
Yeah. Oh.
And then there's the alien poison clearing also. What is the full title on that? Let me just scroll up here. Alien poison waste product and carcass removal. I think that one might help.
We had that wonderful clearing pinge yesterday. What if anybody would want to comment on that?
Oh, yeah, on the Sunday call.
Yep.
Yeah, so any of you
who
are
on
that. Sorry, go ahead.
Wednesday show, we could talk about that. So if you want to send emails to us, everybody, it would be great to see.
Yeah, good idea. So if you do, if you would like to send in a testimonial, that would be the clsquestions@yahoo.com, which is the email address set up to receive questions to be read out during the shows. Okay, let me see. Was there something I was just going to read from the first chat? So, Marianne has an intestinal blockage. She says it's serious, and I don't know if she's asking for a sample or wondering what clearing to do for that. It's difficult when things get to that point. What would you suggest, Ron?
Let's see here. Well, let's see. Let's put some energy that way for everybody. So if anybody has a situation kind of like that, here we go. So one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So another one here. Bit of some of the inflammation and situations there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see if that's helping. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, just looking at the clock, it looks like we're at the top of the show here. excuse me. And I'm just quickly looking to see if there's anything we need to read out. I don't think so. So we're almost at 55 till, so I guess I'll just say goodnight and thank you all for listening. And Ron's next show will be on Wednesday, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 Eastern, also here on Station 1 on bbsradio.com. And that's it. Thank you all for listening. I'll just pass it over to you to close out, Ron.
Okay, everybody. So we'll see you on Wednesday. And tomorrow we have our call, getting rid of static cordings from people. So, thank you, and see you later, everybody. Blessings.
Night.
Bye.